Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain, Hafizahullah. Today is the 7th of Ramadan, 1444. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Barakat Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And I want to welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain, Hafizahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Thursday morning, Yomul Khamis. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته بارك الله فيكم عرفات جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians brother Junaid Khan and brother زكريا نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُلْ أُقَدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today we focus on Surah Yusuf, chapter number 12 and verses 29 to verse number 32. Now the husband is Qitfir, the wife is Zulaykha, and the wife is guilty on all accounts. She tried to seduce, Allah forbid, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam. She was unsuccessful, and everything became manifest to the husband. So what does the husband do? His reputation is also at stake and so forth. Hence, chapter 12, Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verses 29, right up to 32. Yusufu. He Qitfir, the husband, the minister, is addressing Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, who is only 17 years old at that time when this incident took place. Yusufu means, Ya Yusufu, O Yusuf. So we say alayhi salatu salam, A'arid an hadha, that this turn away from this. Don't speak about it and you move away. I know you're 100% innocent. So here is one law of tajweed, how you must read it. If you see thereafter hadha, and if you're looking inside the Quran Sharif, you will see the word sakta. Sakta means you pause, you read, but you don't, you pause, but you don't take a new breath. We continue with the same breath. Yusufu a'arid an hadha, wastaghfiri li dhanbik. You wife, Zulaykha, you are guilty. You must seek forgiveness of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala because of your vices and your sins. So if you can read it like that, you all sickly, then it's a different issue. Innaki kunti min al-khatin. Indeed, you are, O Zulaykha, the one who is the guilty party. You are the sinner and you wanted to commit this vice, Allah forbid. Now you know these kind of stories, they keep on leaking. That you must remember Juicy Lucy stories, you know. So people love that. So now their story leaked and it went out to the media. It went out to the masses. So now the women love these kind of stories. The Mekabarche, that lady is involved. You know this one is involved. So that is what was happening there. So now she heard about it, that these ladies are making so many stories. وَقَالَ نِسْوَةٌ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ, and the women, plural, in Medina, Cairo, Egypt, wherever. فِي الْمَدِينَةِ مَرَأَةُ الْعَزِيزِ, regarding the wife of the minister, Zulaykha, the wife of Qitfir, that she was trying to seduce, remember, her slave. So تُرَاوِدُ فَتَاهَا أَنْ نَفْسِي, and she was trying to seduce Fataha. There's it there. Fatah, youngster, 17 years old. قَالُوا سَمِيْنَا فَتَيْ يَذْكُرُهُمْ يُقَالُ لَهُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. When Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam went to smash the idols to smotherings and pieces. Allah says that he was also a fata. He was in his youth and he smashed the idols to smotherings except the big one. Always try and have cross-reference, then you will understand Quran Sharif much better. So in his prime, in his youth, so to rawidu fataha, so her young slave, so an-nafsi from himself, that he must fulfill her desire, Allah forbid. Now, yeah, there's one word I want you to understand. Quran, you need to understand the beauty, the glory, the style, the diction. Qad, qad, surely, definitely, positively. Shaghafaha hubba. One is hub, to have love. And one is to have shaghaf, to be madly in love. And to be, you know, violently in love. And is mubalagha, hyperbole. So you say this person has shaghaf of the Quran Sharif. Day and night he is involved in reciting the Quran, in the tafsir, in the commentary, and so forth. So the word shaghaf can be used positively and negatively. Qad shaghafaha hubba. So remember that the love for her love for Yusuf alayhi salam had reached boiling point, maximum point. That day and night she used to dream of Yusuf, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. Inna, now the women are talking, you see. For them it is all juicy, loosey stories business this. Inna lanaraha fi dhalalim mubin. Surely we see her, she's in manifest error, and she is totally astray. Is she gone off a rocker? That she falls in love with a slave? And that is the highest strata of society in their minds, according to their assumption. How can you fall in love with your slave? So, but they didn't see Yusuf alayhi salam. Now Zuleika says, okay, you know, woman, when they plot and they plan, Shaitan, Quran says, Inna kayda shaitani kana da'ifa. The plotting, planning of Satan, Lucifer, is weak. But woman, inna kayda kunna azim. The plotting and plotting of woman is very, very big. Falamma sami'at bimakrihinna. Hence, when she, Zuleika, heard about their plotting, planning, and scheming, and what they speaking of her, arsalat ilayhinna. She invites, she sent a message to them. Message, invitation. Kakotri moklivi. In Mammon we say, she sent the invitation. وَآتَدَتْ لَهُنَّ مُتَّكَآهُ. And she prepared for them a banquet. All you ladies must come here to the ministerial palace and you will enjoy a wonderful banquet. But she had a sinister motive and hidden agenda. وَآتَتْ كُلَّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْهُنَّ سِكِينًا. And every one of the ladies who attended was given a knife. You see, there were some ice cream, some desserts, some cakes, and all the wonderful, sumptuous meal. Now, while they were enjoying, talking, all that, behind her, they were stabbing her in the back. Yeah, they praising her. What a wonderful, sumptuous meal. Then she went. Now she's playing her trump card. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam doesn't know that he's on one side of the house. She opens the doors and say, go that side there. وَقَالَتِ خُرُجْ عَلَيْهِنَّ. Go out that side. And now all these women are there, dressed in their beauty and glory. فَلَمَّا رَأَيْنَهُ. Hence when they saw him, they saw Yusuf alayhi salam, أَكْبَرْنَهُ. It was a big impact on their hearts. وَقَطَّعْنَ أَيْدِيَهُنَّ. And they cut their fingers. It don't mean they cut their hands. It means they cut their fingers. The blood started oozing, gushing out. وَقُلْنَا حَاشَ لِلَّهِ مَا هَذَا بَشَرًا. And those women who were invited to the sumptuous banquet, they said, حَاشَ لِلَّهِ, protection of Allah. مَا هَذَا بَشَرًا. This is not a human. He's beyond human description. Look at his handsomeness. Look at his beauty. The most handsome person on the face of the earth at that time. In hadha illa malakun kareem. He is not but like an honorable angel. Meaning when you want to speak of beauty, then you give the similarity of an angel. Qalat. Now she said. Now was Zuleika's time to speak. She said, you're blaming me, criticizing me. I wanted to seduce him. See what you did. You went to cut your fingers also in the process, and you only saw him once. And by me, he's in my house, in my palace, ministerial palace. قالت فذلكن الذي لمتنني فيه. And she said that this is the personality. You are blaming me and criticizing me. But I am telling you openly. Now she plays open cards, Zuleika. وَلَقَدْ رَاوَدْتُهُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ. Indeed, definitely, surely, I tried to seduce him. I tried my level best, my passion, everything got the better of me. First Sam, but he remained pure, he remained chaste, he was protected, Ismatul Anbiya, and Almighty Allah protected him. That is the unanimous belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that all prophets and messengers are protected by divine protection from all sins and vices. Now look at the threat. وَلَئِنْ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ مَا أَمُرُهُ. And if he does not do what I am going to command him, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam is there. These ladies are there. And she is the chief. She is the big spokesperson. And so the spokesperson for the ladies. وَلَئِنْ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ مَا أَمُرُهُ. And if he does not do what I am going to command him, meaning to fulfill her lust and desire, Allah forbid, لَيُسْجَنَنَّ. Then he will be dispatched to jail. Imagine, innocent person, a Nabi of Allah going to jail because this lady, for her craving and what have you. وَلَيَكُونَمْ مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ. Then he will be, according to her mind and so forth, were those people who are the lowest class of people. And remember, he'll be disgraced and humiliated, Allah forbid. How many a time people want to disgrace and humiliate somebody who's innocent? But what to izzu man tasha, what to zillu man tasha, Allah gives honor to whomsoever He wishes. Allah Ta'ala disgraces whoever He wishes. Jamal Khashoggi comes to mind. So he was innocent. He just made mild criticism. They made qurbani of him. So for him we say, Rahimahullah, he passed away shaheed. And the murderer and person who did this, MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, forever till day of Qiyamah, humiliated for this heinous crime of perpetrating murder right in the embassy of Saudi Arabia in Istanbul. So that is what happens. People think that they will disgrace others, but in the interim, they are disgracing themselves. Bibi comes to mind, the other Benjamin. Yusuf alayhi salam's brother's name, Benjamin bin Yamin. And we got another BB war criminal, Benjamin in Israel. Let's take you around the world, local, national, international news and see. Number one, all you Christians, listen carefully. So news from the Vatican is this. 10 years ago, they appointed a person, and he had to be the chief, the inspector, to study the child abuse by people, how they are sexually abusing children and so forth. Yesterday, he got fed up and he resigned. He said there is a deluge of information of how the priest, every second, third priest is involved with the boys and pedophilia. This is the shame and the disgrace, you must remember, of the Catholic Church. This is from the horse's mouth. So much so that he, the Pope, also got so fed up and now he can't breathe properly. So respiratory problems and he's lying in hospital. And if you want to go one step back, your Pope now is 86 years old, Francis. Before him was Benedict. Benedict said Christianity is not the true religion. Islam is the true religion. There to make some damage control. And remember, they said there was too much pedophilia going on. Therefore, after 600 years, a Pope resigned. So what's going to happen now? Pakistan, big problems there. They want Pakistan to be a failed state, Allah forbid, and the inflation is running at 30%. This can cause a civil war there. People are hungry, people are thirsty. It's the month of Ramadan, can you imagine? come to our continent and you find few important stories. Kenya, the people Odinga. So remember, his supporters are all protesting and they're saying that the incumbent, he stole the election. So big problems there. The police, the army, all involved. Listen to this story. You Muslims, wake up and understand. Indonesia, in the next few months, was supposed to host the World Cup, Soccer World Cup, and for under-20s. So now they disqualified and said Indonesia will not be hosting the World Cup for the under-20s because Indonesia said the Harami, the Jutlas and the Israelis are not allowed. So FIFA and whoever said, okay, you don't want to allow Israel, so then we say you can't host it. See how the Jutlas play the game. But they the one who are the biggest terrorists and biggest racists. They treat the Palestinians as third class, fourth class citizens. You know that. Thereafter, Bibi's son. You know Bibi's son. Bibi Netanyahu, his son. He has an interview once a week on radio. He said all these protests and that going on against his father and against the government are sponsored by the Americans. How's that now? When you took the money, you harami, you took it with two hands. And now when majority of the Israel are saying your father is good for nothing, he's a war criminal, with his two thugs and his two cronies there, Smotrich and Ben-Gvir. So remember that now you say America is sponsoring them. See what Saudi Arabia did in the past 1-2 days. Saudi Arabia joins an organization, and that organization is called Shanghai Cooperation, Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO. So remember that they're moving their allegiance and alliance away from America, that's the Saudis, and moving more and more towards China now, and they might, I'm using the word might, they might kick away the dollar and start replacing with the yuan. Then they will start learning Chinese. Already in Saudi Arabia, they introduced the Chinese language, you must remember that. So when next time you go Makkah, Medina, don't be surprised, you have to speak King Chong Long and all these things here. Kamala Harris is in Tanzania and she wants to convince the government they are neutral currently. You must condemn Russia and so forth. Now look at these haramis. Look at the double standards. I take you to France. You know 2/3 of the population were marching yesterday or day for on Tuesday, whenever, in this week. So you must remember that what happens when it came, Allah forbid, to the cartoons of Nabi alayhi salam, the same Macron, the harami, he said freedom of expression, freedom of speech. So one lady wrote on the wall there in French, Macron is trash, you know. So they arrested her. They want to charge her and they're indicting her and so forth. So what happened to your freedom of trash? Now the whole world, billions are saying, I'm saying now, Macron, you are trash. So why? Inna shani'aka huwal abtar. Inna mubghidaka huwal aqta. There's a tafsir commentary in Arabic. Allah forbid when a person hates the messenger, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam or his message, Allah will crush him. So I want to tell you some African stories now. Lesotho, can you believe this? They say that South Africa has occupied some of their land. Where? Lesotho is a country. In the morning you start, in the evening you'll see the whole country. So in one day only you need. Say, no, some parts of Eastern, you know, Eastern Cape, that PE side is ours. Northern Cape is ours, the Skimli and what have you, some portion of it. So now, remember, Lesotho woke up. But South Africa say that that is political posturing. For the Jutlas and Haramis, we say you are colonizers, you are occupiers. How can a colonizer and an occupier speak about democracy? King Charles visited Germany with all the pomp and ceremony with his chameleon and his wife. And look at Iran. So Iran is very, very good with Russia. So Iran is assembling cars and vehicles and sending and exporting it to Russia. Suddenly in Russia, Moscow, St. Petersburg, you will see cars manufactured there in Iran. Last story. This is for you, Muslim. This is for you, Muslim. When I tell you, you don't listen to me. I told you that professional sports, soccer, cricket is all haram. See what happened now in this week here. Your Tendulkar, famous cricket player of India, he visits Masjid al-Aqsa and he says all this year is part of Israel. He praises the Israeli government, that is Tendulkar. Your Messi, for who you'll go mad, soccer time, World Cup time and so forth. 100% pro-Israel. Where is your Iman, O Muslim? You support these thugs. You support these people who are supporting the Israeli terrorists and occupiers who are murdering our people. But Swadaqallahu al-Azim, whatever Allah spoke, you must remember is 100% the truth. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. This Tendulkar story, I sent it out yesterday on my Twitter and on my Telegram and on all the groups. Thousands of people received it and I put a comment as well. Your worst enemies of Muslims will be the Jews and the Hindus, and this is enshrined in the noble Quran. We never said every Hindu or every Jew, but we definitely will say majority of them. And remember, it's so manifest nowadays in Israel and India. I and I, you see, I India and I Israel, the unholy alliance. Wake up, O Muslims, from your slumber. 8:30 to 9 today, inshallah, will be Brother Abu Karawat with Mohana Zahid Khan. And 11 to 12, Mohana Zahid Khan and myself, we will have a Q&A regarding Ramadan, your Siyam, your Qiyam, everything, your fasting, your Taraweeh, whatever questions you have related to Ramadan, you inshallah send it on 08 4786 3132 between 11 and 12 this morning, and then inshallah 105 to 130 today we discuss Surah Takasur, Al-Hakum Takasur, inshallah Al-Aziz.
Somebody says, you Ustaz, that can every trustee of a mosque or Jamaat Khana hire a security guard to prevent crime, Ustad?
Yes, 100%. Do it from your own money, and then that is good. So don't use the public funds and so forth, because people will object on you. Why so many guards? Why this? Why that? Use your own personal money. You are made the trustee there because of your money in most instances. So inshallah, do something good for the masjid and for the people there. Quran Sharif speaks in Surah 9, verse 18. Chapter 9. Verse 18. Who are the people who are qualified to be a trustee? Innama lil hasri wal qasri. Exclusively, only those people can be the trustees of a masjid. Ya amuru masajid Allahi man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir. Who believe in Almighty Allah Jalla wala and the last day, meaning their belief structure is correct. Not some Shia and Qadiani and Aga Khani. These are non-Muslims. So wa aqama salah, they must establish the salah, they must read themselves 5 daily salat in any masjid and encourage others. Wa ata zakat, they must pay their zakat, and you lead the compulsory charity. And walam yakhsha illallah, they should not fear anybody except Almighty Allah. So yes, very good, beef up your security with your personal funds. Surah 9 verse 18. You should always look at the welfare of the masjid, the musalla, whatever you're in charge of.
Sister Amanda says, what is the most powerful chapter in the Quran? She says, it's Amanda here, aka. I'm also having the same problem as the sister Tilly, because my family says if I accept Islam, they will disown me from their will. Oh God, please guide me. Pray for me, sir, Ustad.
We pray for you daily, my sister Amanda, my sister Tilly, for the entire human race. Believe you me, we pray for you daily. And we say, O Almighty Allah, show them the true light, the true religion. So, my sister Tilly, what is life? Life is trials and tests. We have to make some sacrifices, but that sacrifice will, inshallah, be our means for salvation, everlasting happiness, prosperity in the year after. Master. Now, don't worry about people. Remember this. If you, Sister Tully, embrace Islam, and
Sister
you,
Amanda,
yeah, Sister Amanda and Sister Tully, you'll embrace Islam, then remember that, and you are sincere, then everything will fall in place. We will be there, everything, inshallah. But you must be sincere. Your intention must not be you want to collect money and material benefit and so forth. So which is the most powerful, you must remember, verse in the Noble Quran. People say AK-47, we say AK-255. Ayatul Kursi. So go read chapter 2 and verse 255. Allahu la ilaha illa wal hayyul qayyum. So Almighty Allah is speaking about Himself, His Majesty, Grandeur, Sovereignty, Authority. So chapter 2, verse 255. That is the verse. Which surah chapter is the most majestic? Inna li kulli shay'in qalb wa qalbul Quran, Surah Yasin, Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. The nucleus and the heart of the Quran, remember, is Surah Yasin, chapter 36, 83 verses. Every true Muslim should be reading it in the morning or in the evening or both. Man qara'a Yasin fi sadrin nahar qudiyat hawa'ijuhu. Whosoever reads it in the early part of the morning, suhoor time, sehri time, or after fajr, Allah will fulfill his needs, the hadith in Darmi. Whosoever reads it at night, Surah Yasin, chapter 36, 83 verses, anytime he recites it at night, after Maghrib, after Isha, man qara Surah Yasin, and fi laylatin ibtigha wajhillah, anytime at night, solely, only, exclusively, for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, ghufira lahu, he'll be forgiven. Imam Malik has mentioned the hadith in Muwatta Malik. So those are the answers for you, my sister. But our invitation is to you, my sister Amanda, to Sister Tully, and to the entire human race. Embrace Islam, and in that alone lies your salvation. But your intention must be sincere, not for material benefit or money and so forth, or getting married to some rich guy or rich woman. So that should not be the intention.
I've got a brother Kumaran. He says that things are getting weird, AK. Did China just sanction Russia? Ustad?
So where you heard all that, my brother? Well, beware of the Western news. China and Russia are thick as twins, my brother. And they are becoming the new world power. And that is what America, you must remember, can never ever accept. So therefore, they want to cause a split between them. They will tell you Putin got cancer. They will tell you that Xi Jinping, you must remember, said this against Russia. Even if he said it, it's for public consumption. Inside, you must remember, they're planning, plotting everything together, and there's a long queue of countries that want to join BRICS. South Africa is their Barkatan, you understand? Just to show we got a representative from Africa. But you know who's there. Russia is there, and then China is there, India is there. So Brazil just came in because of their huge population, and South Africa. But now so many other countries, first of all Saudi Arabia, Iran, all want to join. So forget all that there. At this crucial point, they are thick as brothers and twins. That is Russia and China.
Somebody says, can I have my birthday iftar? Iftar time, Ustad.
You must remember, in Islam, there is no such thing as birthday. Birthday is a sign of self-aggrandizement, just to consider yourself very, very important and so forth. All these are Western customs and haram, and have nothing to do with Islam. Man tashabba biqawmin fawa minhum. Whosoever, remember, imitates a people, a nation, is part and parcel of them. Authentic hadith in Abu Dawood. When time passes, what Quran says, أَوَلَمْ نُؤَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ. Every day, every night that passes, you should be taking more and more heed. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us ni'matan maghbunun feehima kathirun minan nas. There are two bounties of Allah. Majority of the people, Muslim, non-Muslim, they waste it and they squander it. As-sihhatu wal-faragh, your health, which Almighty Allah bless you, and your leisure time, free time. A Muslim must use his leisure time, free time, in the pleasure of Almighty Allah, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu arda, faqihu hadhil ummah, the great mufti of this ummah, when the sun used to set, so what he used to say? His face used to become somber. His students would ask, "Oh Sheikh, oh Ustadji, what happened to you?" He said, "Naqasa fihi ajali, wa lam yazid fihi amali." My lifespan is decreasing, and my righteous deeds are not increasing. That is the Muslim. Not now you're 21 years old, so bring 21 candles and make poo 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 all these things here. You get a baji 70 years old and bring 70 candles, he blow, only 7 candles went off. So remember, all this is tabzir. Innal mubazirina kanu ikhwana shayateen. People who waste their money in haram activities, extravagance, so they are the brothers of shaitan. Chapter 17, verse 27. Work de tulu deka, work de ghurub deka, ab fikr akhirat e dunya ko khub deka. The shair says, I saw the rise of people and nations. I saw the rise and fall and decline of nations and people. O Muslim, start thinking of the year after. So many cities, so many countries, so many continents we saw. So now focus on the year after.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Allow me to read this question, Ustad. It says here, is Sharia law possible in Turkey? I want to immigrate to a Islamic Turkey as an Arab. I'm currently listening to you from Jeddah. I cannot live with all these non-Sharia law. Can't give you my name or else I go jail. Do you know they listen to you, Sheikh AK? Ustad?
I know they listen to me, my brother. The Israeli, Jutla, Yahud, La'anahumullah, listen to me. The Saudis, they are. You must remember, Mukhabara, they listen to me. If you don't know Mukhabara, they are spies and they are chamchas. They listen to me and record me. But we speak the truth, ya Sheikh. La yakhafu fillahi lawmata la'im. So you want to make hijrah. So you want to go to Turkey. My brother, I don't know how much you know about siyasa and politics. On May 14th, there's elections there. We hope and we pray Erdogan wins. But if Erdogan loses, Turkey goes back to secularism and anti-Islam and Muslim. And if you want to settle in Istanbul, very bad, my brother. Istanbul got akthar min alfi mi'atin ahirat wa zaniyat. So they got more than 100,000 prostitutes there. Russian women running around and what going on there. So forget that. If you want to go to Turkey, brother Abdullah, I just call you Abdullah min Jeddah or min Juddah. So you must remember this, that you must go to one of the inside territories, Antakya, Bursa, or such places. Then inshallah, your iman will be safe, your family's iman will be safe. So inshallah, you don't like that, come to South Africa, my brother. Ahlan wa sahlan bik. We have total freedom. You can listen to me in Jeddah, you can listen to me in Odessa in Ukraine, you can listen to me in Jutlastan. You know Jutlastan? Jutlastan is Israel, apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. So remember that. So we speak the truth, alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ya Sheikh, qul ma'i, say with me, Allahumma khir li wakhtar li. Ya Allah, you choose, select the best for me, and you choose for me. Rawahu Tirmidhi, Imam Tirmidhi mentioned this in his Jami, in his Sunan Tirmidhi. Allahumma khir li wakhtar li. Last question.
He says, Barakallahu fiqh, Ustad.
لا تنسانا في دعوتك يا أخي.
آمين آمين إن شاء الله. Somebody says, Ustad, have you noticed the weather again this Ramadan? Only Allah can do this. I am from Mayfair West. Does this mean that we have pious awliya here in Johannesburg? Ustad?
We have pious people in South Africa, few but very pious. Allah Jalla Wala keep them alive. Allah Ta'ala shower His mercy. What you said, my brother, Mayfair West, I said in the East. And what is that? I told my wife, do you realize, my poppy, that every day almost it's raining here, and Allah Ta'ala is showering. When I went quickly, story time, when I went to Victoria Falls, Rhodesia, Zimbabwe now, when I went to Niagara Falls, America and Canada, Canadian one is much better, when I went to Iguazu, and that's in Brazil, and in Argentina, both sides we went. So I took my companions and said, come, let the splashes fall on us. Then we made dua. Ya Allah, ye chinte hamare upar are. The splashes are coming, but we're not asking for these splashes. This month of Ramadan, we are asking for your splashes of mercy, Ya Allah. Wa adakhilna fi rahmatik wa anta arhamur rahimin. Ya Allah, include us in your special, special mercy, whilst you alone, Ya Allah, are the most merciful one to show mercy. Chapter 7, verse 151. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.